You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Tuesday morning, November 25th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or one of the many other paths to get here to the lake. We appreciate you starting the day right here. I got a question for you. What's the worst pop song of all time? We have one nominee coming up as part of today's history lesson a half hour from now. But maybe, since, I mean, maybe that's not something at the top of your mind, you know, the worst pop song, though I definitely have a nominee as well. Maybe another way to put it is, what's your guilty pleasure? What's a song that a lot of people don't like, but you do? You know, maybe, what did we play last week? Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe or something like that. So we're talking a bit about music that either is judged as bad, you think it's bad, or there's actually a bad one that you kind of like. You'll find out what we're talking about when we get to today's history lesson in just a little bit. Of course, on that and a host of other matters, we invite you to be part of the show at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can use the Civic Media app to call us or text us or to record a voice note, and we would love to hear from you that way about any of the things we talk about. So what are we going to talk about? Well, we've got a new candidate for state senate in Northwest Wisconsin's 25th state senate district. Charlie Rae will be joining us from Washburn 1 hour from now. And then keeping with an up north theme today, he will be followed by Ashland area state representative Angela Stroud. Things that got done in the fall legislative session, things that didn't get done, there were a lot of those. And that might explain why people like Charlie Rae are running, saying maybe we need to change who's collecting a paycheck down in Madison and not doing much more than playing politics on our dime. So we'll have that to talk about. But we also have a really good question of the week from our Sunday morning newsletter that we're going to spend some time on. But first, speaking of up north, we've got to talk about what's first going to hit Northwest Wisconsin, then a lot of the rest of us. It's winter. Are you ready for some winter? It may not reach as far south of Madison, where we find Parker Olson in Madison Studio A2 at Civic Media headquarters, but I'm sure he's going to tell me that he's already got the scraper, the snow brush in the car, the boots are ready to go, he knows where the shovel is. Yes? No?
Good morning, Pat. Yes. I would like to point out, actually, because I think I said this a little while ago, I didn't have an ice scraper in my car, actually. So I had to borrow my mom's because she gets to park in the garage.
She gets to park in the garage.
Oh, yeah, she does. I don't. Uh-huh. Yeah. And while I was gone on Saturday this weekend, I get home, and there's an ice scraper for me that she bought me.
Aw. Thanks, Mom.
Yes, thank you, Mom. Pat, this ice scraper feels incredibly flimsy, like it's going to snap as soon as I need to scrape any ice.
Throwing Mom under the bus at 6:10 in the morning.
But wait.
Okay.
There is an upside to this thing.
Oh, okay. Hope so.
I thought it was an oven mitt at first. It's got like a big mitten so your hand doesn't get wet while you're like wiping off the snow.
Yeah.
That's kind of clever.
So you like the mitten feature, but the scraper's a little flimsy.
I'm a little worried that the scraper might give out on me. Yeah.
Okay, so let's not go all Hulk on the windshield then. Well, you know, let's just...
Sometimes that ice, man, you got to get in there.
Make the defroster your friend, you know.
Oh, it
and,
is.
And make sure that the stuff is in there because, folks, this is going to get nasty in parts of the state. A winter storm warning starts as early as 6 o'clock this evening in Northwest Wisconsin. Basically everything north of Highway 8, along with St. Croix County, plus a large swath of eastern and central Minnesota, are going to be under a winter storm warning. Then a winter storm advisory starts tonight at midnight in Chippewa, Eau Claire, Dunn, Pepin, and Pierce counties. Right now, there's a large area of rain stretching across much of northwest Wisconsin from the Twin Cities to Ironwood, Michigan. And there's a lot of light snow right now in Minnesota and North Dakota. And that's all going to change this evening in all of the counties and areas that I mentioned, changing over to all snow, especially in the Lake Superior snow belt. They are going to get socked since the water temperature hasn't gone down to winter levels yet on Lake Superior. So some spots could see 1 to 3 inches of snow per hour, especially in Iron County and some western parts of the UP. Now, even south of the main storm, say south of I-94, there are parts of the state that are going to see an inch or more of snow as the storm passes by. Oh, did I mention the wind? That's going to pick up. That's going to make travel even more of a character builder starting later tonight. The snow will taper off from west to east throughout Wednesday, but that's the biggest travel day of the year, and your travel plans are very much in play. So make adjustments accordingly, pack the patience, as they say, and then all of the supplies, whether you're grateful for what your mom gave you or not. And the low to mid-40s that we're feeling right now all across Wisconsin, well, you can kiss them goodbye because temperatures are going to start dropping like a rock. There goes the mercury now. And temps throughout Thanksgiving weekend, throughout the weekend, will be in the teens and 20s. Yay.
I mean, I like it.
It's a good thing you have a glove on your scraper. Your mom is a saint. You know that? You should call her more often.
Just I live with her.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
I'm still stuck.
I was not aware that that was the circumstance, and that just opens up a whole new line of dialogue on this show. So,
yeah.
All right. Please tell me you're in the basement. Tell me you're in the basement.
I'm in my room. No, the basement would be too good for me, Pat, actually.
Okay.
Well, because my dad has sportified it.
Sportified. Okay.
Yes. We have a bunch of his from when he was in like high school and college and he was a kid. We have the covers of old Sports Illustrateds in frames.
Oh, now that sounds nice.
Yeah. It's actually kind of cool down there.
Okay.
So, no, the basement's far too good for me.
Okay. So, all right. We can't make the mother's basement jokes, but still, I do like the sports theme down there. That's a good.
Yeah. I should show you some pictures sometime. I think I've got some. I think you would be a big fan.
Yep. Alicia says that she hopes everyone stays safe. Let's see. Tony says maybe it's just got some flexibility, the scraper, so that it doesn't break. Maybe that's
that
it. Maybe it's just got a little bit more play.
Maybe.
Alicia also adds on YouTube, we do very much need to change who is getting a paycheck. Agreed. Yep. And Roger and Stevens Point up on Facebook already with our question of the day, bad music. What are some of the worst popular tunes? And Roger says, I can give you a list. There's Pop Music by M, Mickey by Tony Basil, and Rapture by Blondie for a start. I was not expecting that. So let's see. We've got, of course, 855-75-CIVIC is the phone number, 855-752-4842, if you'd like to be part of our question of the day. And again, you might want to wait till the history lesson, but I want to know right now if you have some guilty pleasures out there for music or stuff that you would be very happy never to ever, ever hear again. But now let me turn to our question of the week, and that's something that we have in our Sunday morning newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. And the question is about AI and the AI boom that's out there. And I mean, there's no holding it back. It's it almost seems to have come out of nowhere. But suddenly, I mean, every Google search can result in AI spitting out some results. And in some ways, that's kind of handy. The answers are more in plain English than ever before, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're 100% accurate. And then there's AI's impact on jobs and things like that, certainly on our communications. So what do you think? Now, I'm going to give you what our newsletter readers get, and you don't have to be this specific if you don't want to, but I figure in a newsletter, you've got it right in front of you, so we've got all the shades of gray. So here are the four options we asked our Sunday morning readers. What do you think about AI's growth? A is mostly optimistic. While AI will lead to some job loss, it also has great potential to improve our lives. There will be adequate safeguards. My job will probably be safe. My job might even be made easier. That's option A. Option B is still glass half full. I'll be okay with it, but I think that there will be some bumps in the road, some job losses, deep fakes, false information, etc. Option C is glass half empty. AI will be seen to cause more harm than good, maybe not catastrophic, but some work is going to be needed later to address problems that we weren't prepared for. And then option D, pessimistic, the bad luck schleprock, wowsy wowsy woo woo answer. I foresee major harms, job losses, hacking, misinformation with dangerous consequences, and future generations will wonder why we didn't put more safeguards in place. And by the way, it's too soon to tell. We don't know. So there's no wrong answer at this point. But if you feel strongly in that range somewhere, A, B, C, or D, you can get in the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube. That's the Up North News Facebook and YouTube pages and the Civic Media Facebook and YouTube pages. And you can leave us a comment or, better yet, use that Civic Media app and either call us, text us, or leave us a voice note. You can text us at 855-75-CIVIC and let us know what are your thoughts on the growth of AI. Related to it, of course, is the growth of data centers. And the whole notion that, I mean, data centers come with issues. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But we're also not going to do any less computing. So we're going to have to figure this one out. It's not just wishing all the data centers away. It's going to have to be more toward safeguards. And if it's not in your backyard, and that's fine, it's absolutely fine to feel that way. But what do you want to see in the law so that if it goes in somebody else's backyard, it doesn't cause long-term harm? All right, also coming up on the program today, along with your responses about AI and about music, we're going to be talking to Erica Gunn from the Wisconsin Examiner. He'll be pinch hitting for Ruth Conniff today. Eric is going to review some of the stories that they've been covering over at WisconsinExaminer.com with the end of the fall session of the legislature and some of the stories that he has been working on specifically. And Courier Newsroom's Cam Stevenson will join us live from Washington, D.C. There's some good news to report out of there. The pushback to the illegal arrests being made by ICE in the Charlotte area, for example, we've got that going for us. There's also the death of Doge, as we talked about. Again, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be against wasteful spending. That's never what Doge was about. And then you've got like Home Depot, where again, they were allowing, you know, arrests in the stores, again, without cause. A lot of times American citizens being caught up and illegally detained, and Home Depot customers found a way to push back that's been very effective. And I know there are people already saying, well, wait, does that make you anti-law enforcement? No, it's no different than what those members of Congress said last week about our troops in the military, about illegal orders. Donald Trump wants you to believe that if he makes an order, it's therefore legal. It doesn't work that way. Just ask soldiers and law enforcement who actually have been charged with everything from abuse to war crimes. There are things that are beyond the pale, and we are in one of those eras right now, like it or not. And so the best thing for law enforcement and the military to do is adhere to ethics and standards that live up to what we want in America. We want law enforcement. We want freedom, too. And they can go hand in hand, just not when a dictator says anything goes. We'll have more about today's headlines coming up. First, from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I have a feeling that starting tomorrow, Parker Olson, our producer in Madison, is going to have to start incorporating some holiday-themed music into some of these bumpers because it's going to begin to look a lot like Christmas starting tomorrow.
This is true. The season is here.
It is. And yeah, that's, I've got some seasonal holiday stuff on my to-do list for today because we are getting to that time. By the way, just a quick public service announcement. If you haven't taken your turkey out of the freezer yet, it's too late. Stop. I've never understood that. And look, I don't cook turkey. I get it. But you've heard this enough over the years to know a big old 10, 12-pound bird in a solid block of ice isn't going to thaw in 24 hours.
No.
Or 48, for that matter. You got to give it some time.
That bird has been taking up half of our fridge for the whole week.
Yeah, and that's fine. The fridge is perfectly fine. You know, you're going to be okay. You'd have to leave it in the fridge for a long time, you know, week plus before you even start to worry about any issues. So let's do it. Anyway, that's, look at us being all the Butterball Turkey line over here. That's not what we do. I'm just saying. You might have to go to the grocery store and get a fresh one if you haven't by now. So keep that in mind. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Asking what you think of the growth of AI. Are you okay with it? Do you want to see some particular safeguards in place as a result? We'd love to learn more about that. Let's see. From Michael in Pleasant Prairie, there was a news story this morning reporting that the Trump administration is planning to change the practice of starting Eagle Scouts to enlist in the military with an immediate rank advancement. Mike, that's the first time I've heard about that. So I can only tell you that I will look into it and see what I can report back. Sometimes it takes me a few days sometimes to get up to speed on something. Let me give you an example, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but a good example would be all these commercials that are running on some TV stations from the National Association of Broadcasters. And it's all about, you know, we need the regulations to keep up or big tech is going to shut down local TV, which, again, it sounds like all political ads, sounds fine at first. But then you dig into it a bit more and you realize what it is. It's some very big TV chains want to get bigger. Think Sinclair, for example. They just want to get to be as big as big tech. When the answer is we got to get smaller. You heard me the other day in the history lesson yesterday talking about the breakup of AT&T, and we can do this. We need to be doing this. We can do it. And we need to do it with Apple, Amazon, Google, Meta, Facebook. And the answer is not to get bigger. We've tried that in so many other ways, and I feel like we just have to keep learning the same lesson over and over again. Here's another lesson we keep having to learn over and over again. Donald Trump has no plan for your health care. Donald Trump has no plan to make health care more affordable. That has never interested him. It's not on his radar at all. He knows it's the thing to say. He's known that all this time. He knows just enough people are going to believe him. But from the wires yesterday, Republicans in Congress balk at Trump's health care proposal before it's even released. There were rumors out there that Trump was about to unveil a new health care plan, that he understood that 22 million Americans who have benefited from enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits are about to see huge price hikes because Republicans in Congress, who have been throwing a temper tantrum about the Affordable Care Act for more than a decade now, are allowing enhanced subsidies to expire. And again, yes, they're expiring. They were voted in place and now they're expiring. They could have extended them in much the same way that they didn't mind extending the 2017 Trump tax favors to big business that were expiring. It's a matter of priorities, and your affordable health care is not a priority. So there were rumors that Trump was about to propose some kind of extension or renewal of those Affordable Care Act enhanced tax credits. But that enough Republicans in Congress, because remember, the Republican caucus in Congress has shifted far to the right compared to where it used to be. And they don't care about whether government is affordable, whether health care is affordable or not. The big plan that Trump was talking about before was returning the money to the American taxpayer and letting them decide. That just means going back to what we had. So the big insurance companies say, oh, well, I see you got all that cash. And by the way, we're jacking up our prices even higher and you don't have any alternative. There would have been an alternative called the public option under the Affordable Care Act, which actually would have brought competition to the for-profit health insurance corporate market. But Joe Lieberman and some other squishy Democrats just couldn't go through with that. So the bottom line is, when we talk about concepts of a plan, like Trump said last year, he doesn't even have the concepts. He just has the talking points. He puts them out for a little bit. He gets some Republican pushback and he pulls it right back. And as a result, between this and other things that have been happening with the White House, there were reports yesterday that Republicans in Congress are racing for the exits. That Marjorie Taylor Greene was just one of several dominoes about to fall. So here's a reminder. Any four Republicans in the House could arrange some kind of a deal with Democrats and return to sanity and get some good ideas passed and cooperate and compromise and find a way to do things that neither party gets everything they want. And they would still have time to hold on to their seats once the voters see some common sense productivity returning to Washington. There is a path out. But right now, rather than the path of smart policy that benefits Americans, the path they're beating is to the exits, especially when they see things like yesterday, the charges against Letitia James and James Comey thrown out because, again, of the ham-handedness where Trump is treating the Department of Justice like some kind of tool of vengeance. It ain't supposed to work that way, folks. Today's history lesson is coming up. What is the worst song that ever became a big hit? And Garth Brooks with a little drinking song to kick things off as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
It's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
We are starting things slow and easy with today's history lesson, the anniversary of the birth of the late, great Percy Sledge.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else.
I don't know. Parker, you're my connection to what the kids are playing these days, you know, on the radio.
That's a bad connection, but okay.
I mean, are there songs now where a guy is like really pouring his heart out, like, I love you so much, and I want the whole world to know this.
Yeah.
Is that out there?
Yeah. It just sounds different.
Okay.
It's very different. It sounds very different, Pat.
All right. It's a little early for this, for this next phrase.
Oh, boy.
I want the love songs. I don't want back that thing up, okay? I want... You're an awesome person, and I want to be near you. Is that out there? And please tell me it's not just, you know, Michael Bublé. Just tell me there's something more in the pop area that does that. Feel free to tell me. I'm no expert on the kids and their rock and roll music.
Yeah.
But give me this anytime. A woman hears this. She knows he is serious. Percy Sledge, born this day in 1940, 85 years ago, passed away in 2015 from Layton, Alabama. Some other birthdays today. Actor John Larroquette from Night Court is 78 years old today. Actress Christina Applegate, 54 today. The Bush twins are 44 years old today. Jenna Bush Hager and Barbara Pierce Bush, daughters of President George W. Bush, 44 years old today. Amy Grant, the teenage Christian music sensation, is a senior citizen as of today. Amy Grant is 65. Yeah. Amy Grant is a native of Augusta, Georgia. This is one of her many crossover pop hits after an early career in Christian music. Amy Grant has sold more than 30 million albums worldwide. She's won 6 Grammy Awards. She had the first Christian music album to go platinum. She and singer Vince Gill have now been married for 25 years. Amy Grant, 65 years old today. The number one hit this day in 1967. This is the most 60s thing I can give you today. 1967, the number one song was from a group called Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Occasions, buzz, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time. Who cares for the games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and Peppermints was co-written by the guitarist for Strawberry Alarm Clock, Ed King, who would later join a band called Leonard Skinner and go on to other things, but started with Strawberry Alarm Clock, number one song, 58 years ago today. Let's go way up to 1984, as 36 top musicians gathered in a studio in Notting Hill and recorded this song for Band-Aid. This was the first of several mega efforts, followed later on by USA for Africa, to raise money for famine relief in Ethiopia. 1 year later, here's where we're getting into today's big question. The number one song 40 years ago this week was in its second of 2 weeks at the top of the singles chart.
You want me to turn it off yet?
Is it? I've never understood why Blender Magazine once named this the worst song of all time. I think Blender Magazine is the song or the magazine I've least heard of, but they got a lot of traction out of saying that Starships, We Built This City, the number one song this week in 1985, was the worst song of all time, which cannot be true as long as anyone remembers Night Ranger's Sister Christian. You heard me. Sister Christian is the worst song that ever charted of all time. Everybody else has their own, their own pluses and minuses. I think I've got a couple here that came in on the. Are they in the comment section or the text line? Let's see. This one is about when a man loves a woman. They really like it. Roger, of course, mentioned earlier pop music. Mickey, Rapture by Blondie. There are a few others that are coming in as well. So we'd love to know. Is Starships, We Built the City really the worst song that ever charted?
It's not good. I don't think.
It's a perfectly fine pop song.
Yeah, I don't know, Pat. There's this commercial. I can't think of what it's for, to be perfectly honest with you. But it parodies this song. And it's...
Well, it's an easy song to parody. Yeah,
it
I
is,
don't doubt
yes.
that, yeah.
But they sing, We Built This Toilet. And that's all I can hear when I hear this song.
Totally get it.
Yeah.
On the text line from Jim in Brookfield, good morning, Pat. As far as a song that's a guilty pleasure, the previously mentioned Call Me Maybe is a great song to hear over the PA system at the outdoor swimming pool while doing laps in the summertime. And as for a song I wouldn't mind never hearing again, Beyoncé's All the Single Ladies is just too repetitive and too whiny. I'm sorry, Jim in Brookfield, he says. It is repetitive. I totally grant you that.
I get his point.
Many people will say repetitive in a catchy way. Others, not so much. Tony noting that when you build a city on rock and roll, he says on YouTube, I'm not sure that city will pass inspection. It seems structurally shoddy.
It seems a little wobbly. Yeah.
Could totally see that. Roger reminds us, by the way, that Percy Sledge is When a Man Loves a Woman. That was the song that was played when Kevin and Winnie had their first kiss on the Wonder Years. I believe it was also highlighted in Moonlighting when David and Maddie finally got together. It's just a very powerful song. So we've got the most powerful, and we've got the lamest of the lame, and we've got Guilty Pleasures. We're doing it all in today's history lesson. Let's see. That was 1985, I said. Let's get a couple notes on our way to the next one. 1986, the Iran-Contra affair. The U.S. Attorney General Ed Meese announced that profits from covert weapon sales to Iran by the Reagan administration were illegally diverted to anti-communist Contra rebels in Nicaragua. 1992, in her first movie role, Whitney Houston played a pop diva under the protection of Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard. Of course, we've all heard I Will Always Love You, but the movie itself debuted this day in 1992. Our next item is from 1995 and also features Whitney Houston on a soundtrack.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong.
This song, Exhale, the Shoop Shoop song by Whitney Houston, went to number one 30 years ago today. The song appeared on the soundtrack to the film Waiting to Exhale, starring Whitney Houston and Angela Bassett. And one more song to share, 1997 on this day. Garth Brooks released his eighth album, titled Sevens. It had two hits. There was Long Neck Bottle, and then there was this anthem of every one of my beach vacations.
Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each hand.
The magic of this song is that my wife has not yet divorced me after hearing me sing this on my way to the poolside bar. Every beach vacation I'm on.
He always comes back to the table with two piña coladas.
It's amazing. And she thinks I'm sharing one of them with her. It's just so selfish.
So naive.
Yeah, I know. And on this day in 1964, Willie Nelson made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry. So, Tony on YouTube says, I miss peak Garth Brooks. Well, Tony, I miss peak Pat Kreitlow. We all reach a pinnacle at some point. And, time is undefeated. So it happens to all of us, Tony. And you young punk, it's going to happen to you. Trust me. At least Garth put all of his best stuff on, magnetic tape so we could play it back someday.
That's true.
So that's a good thing. What do we got on the National Day calendar today?
It is Shopping Reminder Day.
Shopping Reminder Day?
Yes, because...
Oh, yeah. You need a reminder. Do you know how many ad inserts I got in my mailbox for all the Black Friday specials?
Yeah.
I got 5 pounds of reminders coming at me right now. So there you go, kids.
Fair enough. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It is also National Play With Dad Day.
National Play With Dad Day.
Yeah. I imagine
it should be the other way around. Like, Dad, Play With Your Kids Day.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look, most dads are great about that. Not all of them. There are still some dads. I can't believe in this day and age we have to say this. But dads, if it's your own kids, it's not babysitting. I got to babysit the kids. No, they're your kids. Go be a dad. All right. What else we got?
It is National Parfait Day.
Parfait Day.
Parfait Day.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a... What is the... definition of parfait?
I'm glad you asked, because I wasn't 100% sure either, to be honest with you. And I'm still...
Says here, and this is where AI comes into play.
Yes.
From Google's AI. Mm-hmm. A parfait is a layered dessert that can either be a frozen French-style custard, or more commonly in the U.S., a layered dish of yogurt, fruit, and granola.
Sounds good.
The French version is a frozen puree made from boiled cream, egg, sugar, and syrup. While the American style, in so many words, is we just throw a bunch of junk in a glass and call it good. Whereas the French are like, no, you must boil your cream and have the egg. No, just throw some ice cream in, some chocolate chips.
It must be good. Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So it's parfait day.
Yes.
All right. So if you're going to get a parfait today, get it made from scratch, the fancy way. What else we got today?
It is also National Day for the Elimination of Violence Against a Woman.
Again, nice to call attention to it. That really should be every day. We shouldn't have to tell you that. Let's see. What do we got in entertainment news?
Entertainment news, Pat. Bill Belichick. He was spotted the other day at an adult cheerleading competition. No, not participating. He was there because his 24-year-old girlfriend is on one of the teams. The 73-year-old man was photographed looking like any other old man at an adult cheerleading competition. That's out of place, and I believe with a frown on his face.
Well, that would be peak Belichick. Although I feel like peak Belichick has already happened. You know, Alicia says I'm on my way to peak Alicia. Good for you. Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Tony saying this is peak Kreitlow. I don't know about that. Tony also saying don't tell me what to do. I'll play with my kids if I want to. All right, Dad. Dad's a grump. One more note. Anything new from the box office?
Yes. Wicked for Good, the new Wicked movie. It is doing better than the first one. It is has $226 million globally in the opening weekend. It's the highest ever for a Broadway adaptation.
All right. Coming up after the 7 o'clock news, we're going to be talking to Charlie Ray. He's a brand new candidate for state senate in Northwest Wisconsin. And we will be talking to Ashland Area State Representative Angela Stroud about what got done in the legislative fall session and a lot about what didn't get done. That's all still ahead. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Follow us at UpNorthNewsWI.com.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Jimmy Cliff, we mentioned it briefly yesterday, the charismatic reggae pioneer and actor who preached joy and defiance and resilience in classics like You Can Get It If You Really Want, Many Rivers to Cross, and more. He starred in the landmark movie The Harder They Come. He passed away at the age of 81, his wife confirmed on Monday. To all of his fans around the world, his family writes, please know that your support was his strength throughout his whole career. He appreciated each and every fan for their love. Cliff was a native Jamaican with a spirited tenor, according to the AP, and a gift for catchphrases and topical lyrics. He joined Kingston's emerging music scene in his teens and helped lead a music movement in the 1960s that included future stars like Peter Tosh, Toots Hibbert, and Bob Marley. Again, Jimmy Cliff passing away at the age of 81. Okay, in other entertainment news that Parker Olson's following for us, again, Black Friday is coming up. maybe you need some ideas for your holiday shopping, for your holiday baking, depending on the kind of baking that we're talking about, Parker.
Yeah, it depends on whatever you want to do, you know. Snoop Dogg has a cookbook, and if you were wondering, I know what your next question is. The answer is yes. There are treats to eat. There are 55... recipes that allow the baker the option of adding weed. You don't need to.
The option.
The option. It's up to you. This is about choice, Pat, when you're making your food for yourself that Snoop Dogg has suggested you make.
I saw him being interviewed for TMZ about this, and the problem with Snoop was that it looked like he may not have even read some of his own recipes. He was expressing a lack of familiarity with some of them, so he wasn't exactly giving the best commercial for legalizing pot. Or maybe he was. He did not have a care in the world during this interview.
That very well could be. You know, Snoop, I think America's sweetheart. I say this only a little ironically.
Look, he and Martha Stewart did this thing, you know, where they played off each other's, you know, completely polar opposite image and teamed up and made it work. And it allowed Snoop Dogg, who, you know, could have been relegated to the, you know, growing collection of 80s, 90s has-beens.
Yeah.
And instead, he became like the main feature commentator for NBC's coverage of the Olympics. What?
Yeah, he also has a bowl game, I think. I don't know if it still is, but for the last couple of years, it was a Snoop Dogg bowl.
It's just it's just so weird to watch somebody reinvent themselves a couple of times over. And by reinvent, I don't mean like everything, but just rather than getting stale, they kind of, you know, add another wrinkle, you know? Yeah. Tony, putting up on YouTube, he made a 180-degree turn from gangsta rapper to America's sweetheart. 100% agree with Parker. Yeah. And I mean, again, I say that more as an observer. I couldn't tell you five songs that Snoop did, but I can tell you I've definitely tapped my toe to more than a few of them. They're not bad songs.
I'm not sure that Snoop Dogg is toe tapping material.
Oh, I don't know. Some of it is. I mean, again, not some of the, you know, the gangsta stuff, but
yeah,
there's been plenty of upbeat stuff. So that's your cooking, huh? That's your cookbook.
Yep, that's what we're doing for Thanksgiving.
It's really different than. Author Laura Bird joined us this week, and we'll play her back on Thursday, and then she's going to come back again on Friday and talk about book recommendations, because it's that time of year. And one of them was a cookbook, and it's all about seasonal cooking, and you know, the different foods just taste differently during the seasons, especially the way that you can prepare them. And it's a very thick book. I looked, it's a kind of an expensive book too, like $55 or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But I mean, it's got a lot in there. And then on the other hand, it's Snoop and whether you want to put weed in all of these treats.
She did not suggest Snoop Dogg's book, by the way. This is a different book.
By the way, Frank, our executive producer, just sent a note. We're going to be sure to add gin and juice to our bumper music catalog. I don't know. We try to be very wide-ranging about it, you know. Let's get a little sports here at 6:58 before we head up to the news. The Milwaukee Bucks are officially in a slump. They have lost five in a row now after falling to the Portland Trail Blazers at home last night, 115-103. Giannis missed a third straight game with a groin strain. Their next game will be tomorrow in Miami. It will be part of the, get the vuvuzelas ready, part of the NBA Cup. There they are. Okay, I knew they'd be along.
Sometimes the horns just need to charge up a little.
I understand. That's totally fine. So anyway, so that's a cup game. That's tomorrow in Miami. The Packers, meanwhile, remember, they play on Thanksgiving. They play at noon. Pregame coverage begins at 10 a.m. on several stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Maybe you're more into basketball. Well, we got you covered on Thanksgiving as well. The Badger men's basketball team will be playing Providence at a tournament in San Diego. Coverage begins Thursday at 2:30 on several Civic Media stations. And, of course, looking ahead to the weekend, we've got some Badger football. Badgers at Minnesota playing for Paul Bunyan's axe. Coverage begins at 12:30 on Saturday, kickoff at 2:30 on several Civic Media network stations. All right, again, coming up yet, we've got a theme of what your legislature got done in its fall session, what it didn't get done, how it's motivating some people to run for office. We're going to be talking to Charlie Ray, a new candidate for state senate up in Northwest Wisconsin, coming up in just a bit. We'll talk to Ashland State Representative Angela Stroud. And in our 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to Eric Gunn from the Wisconsin Examiner and some of their reporting of what your legislature has been considering, doing, and not doing all along the way. Plus, Cam Stevenson, live from the nation's capital. I'm Pat Kreitlaw from Up North News, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.